You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. We have some very exciting news. The Flame creative team will be taking over New York City July 18th through the 21st. This will be the first time we've seen each other in person since we started this entirely remote production, and we could not be happier. While we're in New York, we'll be hosting a piano karaoke party at Sid Gold's with Dewey's Piano Party from TikTok. We have limited space for the event, so please make sure you get your tickets at bit.ly/flamepianoparty. We are also trying to get a billboard in Times Square, and we need your help. We need 100 patrons on our Patreon page to get our names in lights and have our beautiful lesbian love story front and center in Times Square. So join us at bit.ly/theflamepatreon to help make it happen. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Previously on The Flame.
Move it or lose it!
While I'm sure Carmen would love to have you in the family, I don't think Joe would like it.
Oh my God. You're in love with her.
I did not say.
And that bartender is kind of cute.
Jamie, for the first time in a while, I have a good feeling about today.
What's the worst that could happen?
Keep it lit! Never quit!
I'm not homophobic, I just have daddy issues!
Jamie!
Oh shit.
This is a smear campaign, you asshole!
You can't be serious.
What was that?
You are both being arrested.
Homophobic, honey, damn it, Jamie. Can't you ever play it cool?
Sorry, ladies. We're a little short on space with all the protesters today. Hope you two don't mind getting cozy in here.
You can't be serious.
Sir?
No.
They've been in this cell for about 2 hours. They haven't said a word to each other. I'd say it was impressive if it weren't so...
ridiculous.
Exactly.
I can't believe I was arrested on live TV.
Same.
I can't believe you got me arrested on live TV.
What?
This is all your fault.
My fault?
You're the one who started that stupid protest. Who protests on lease lapsing?
You're evicting us.
You.
What else were we supposed to do?
I don't know. I told you there's a bunch of places in the city you could move the bar to.
Oh, yeah. Real nice of you. Hey, I'm kicking you guys out of your home, but there's a few decrepit buildings around. I'm sure the mole people haven't claimed yet.
Mole people? You're actually crazy.
You're crazy to think I wouldn't act crazy because you hate my bar.
You seemed fine with it when we talked on the phone.
So you do hate the bar. And by the way, I was definitely not okay. In what world would someone be okay in a situation like this?
You said you were just peachy. Why would I think any differently?
Okay, a little helpful tip on human interactions. If someone says they're just peachy, they are without a doubt one step away from a total meltdown.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dad didn't leave a manual on how to decipher your emotions.
You probably would have ignored that too.
What?
Nothing. I just don't understand how you could evict
us. You! I'm evicting you! Me washing my hands of that stupid building wasn't supposed to be an attack on every sapphic woman in the metro area.
That's what a community's for. When one of their own is in trouble, the rest come running to help. Your dad understood how important community was. He worked so hard to make The Flame what it is today, and...
I don't need a lecture about my dad from you, okay? I think I knew him better since he was, you know, my dad.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Nothing.
If you have something to say, say it.
Nope.
I hate when people do that.
Well, I hate that you're closing my bar, so we're... Well, nowhere close to even, but I feel a little better.
Oh, glad I could lift your spirits in such a time of hardship for you. How about we just wait this delightful little experience out in silence?
Fine.
Great.
Great. Where were you?
Jesus Christ.
You weren't at the funeral or the memorial I organized for him. None of it. But you can show up to cash out on his life's work.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure I do. You're an ungrateful, spoiled...
Who do you think you're talking to?
A legacy-ruining brat! Your dad would talk about you all the time, randomly. Just bring you up. He saw something paisley blue. Oh, that's Sammy's favorite color. We'd order pizza. We can never get Sammy to eat this. She hates olives. He loved you so much. Even when you wouldn't return his calls. When you cancel on him during the holidays... He loved you more than life. He was so sure you would love this bar. So sure. And...
Stop.
And I think it's hilarious that you just waltz into our bar that I built with your dad and decide to just tear it to shreds.
I need you to shut up.
No, you need to know how disappointed Victor would be to know that his daughter is a homophobic piece of...
I'm gay!
This is a police station, not a pride event. Keep it down.
What's this for?
For the tears that you're crying?
Thanks.
You're gay?
Yeah.
Oh. You sure?
What?
No, sorry. That was dumb. I didn't expect that.
My obvious daddy issues and astrology tattoo weren't enough to clue you in.
I honestly thought it was just a fancy looking M for Mel, which... would also be pretty gay.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about astrology is that I'm a Pisces and have a watery chart. Heather's really into it.
Oh my God, that makes sense. You're a mess.
Hey, I'm not the one crying in a jail cell right now, so... Too soon?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how I got here.
Not to turn your coming out moment, which I'm super honored you decided to yell at me, into something about me, but...
Why am I selling the building?
If you're one of us, why would you shut down a space made for you?
I don't know. I felt like I didn't deserve to be any part of it. Especially when I came in and saw what kind of bar it was.
Because you're not out?
I'm out.
But your dad...
Just not to my parents.
Right.
I've done stuff with women.
I was definitely not saying you hadn't.
It sounded like you didn't believe me.
I totally believe you've done stuff with women.
God, since I've met you, I have said and done some of the stupidest shit of my life.
Sorry?
No. I can see why my dad liked you so much. He would bring you up. Whenever we talked. Never realized you were a girl, though. That was one of the reasons I never wanted to come visit. I was worried he was trying to set me up with his beloved bar buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I'd have to do the brave thing and finally come out to my dad, and... God, I wasted so much time.
No, coming out's a big deal. It's up to you to decide when you feel safe to do it.
Ever since I was young, I've been fearing the day my father would learn that the life he dreamed wasn't right for me, and he'd finally see the truth. I always wondered if I found the right girl. Be brave enough to
see.
Someone to break down the wall.
Someone to believe
in you. Someone who won't let you fall.
Someone to be there with you till the end. The one that's meant for you.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The girls finally seem to have found their footing with each other. Let's pop in and see what the others are up to. Talk about tight fit!
The soundtrack to V for Vendetta?
I don't remember telling you it was okay to go through that.
Baby, we already share a pig. What are a few CDs between mothers?
You two are gross.
Mel was nice enough to pick you up as you slowly ran from the cops.
I have asthma!
And she drove you back to your place to get your checkbook. Don't be rude.
Since when do you care about rude, Miss Belch Queen 2019? Ugh, I hate you. So, what's a girl like you doing being friends with a homophobe like Sam?
Sam's not a homophobe.
Really?
Just perpetually living in her angsty baby gay years.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh, screw you and your shitty soccer mom van, bitch!
I'm gonna die in this car.
But what a great way to go, right?
Sorry, a little stressed. A visit to the jailhouse was not on my list of things to do today.
Oh, it's always a firm maybe on my list.
Why haven't I seen you at the Flame before?
I'm not a grubby bar type.
Hey, it's not grubby.
It has a 2.5 star review. And there are bowls of peanuts everywhere. It's grubby at best.
Got a thing against peanuts?
When I have to step on them with my Louis Vuitton? Yes.
How terrifyingly high femme of you.
Thanks.
Isn't she the best?
I'll get back to you on that once we make it to the jailhouse in one piece.
This is the car ride from hell.
To the woman that I'm gonna marry. Everything about her is extraordinary. Everything about us is compatible. I'll have to pull the plug on single life.
Get a life buddy and learn how to drive.
Are you changing lanes or are you wasting my time?
I've got things to do and places to be.
Promise you don't wanna mess with me.
Maybe I could really do amazing things. I'll buy us rings. Is it too soon for me to be imagining our wedding bells?
This is the car ride from hell.
Hello, lady, my car is right here.
Here's some advice if you don't know how to steer
your shitty SUV. Your hands are meant to be on their position on the steering wheel.
Third wheeling's really the best.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
This is the car ride from
help
hell.
Help me, Heather, I'm in love. I'm dreaming of a future with this girl.
I swear I will come over
there's
there.
There's nothing I would change about the way she thinks. Her brain is so chaotically deranged. It's like she's made for me. Can't wait until our date because I'd hate to see us wasting all this chemistry we have.
Have you heard of taking a breath?
Thanks.
This is the car ride from hell. I swear I live for this. Hanging with a bunch of idiots. Just kicking around, driving through town. The kind of day you'll never forget.
Love is something I wasn't finding, but maybe love is. Right in the seat beside me, high heels, ice cold, makes me wanna lose control. Just go along for the ride.
I yell when I get nervous. I hide beneath the surface.
definitely do this again.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I guess that's why I'm afraid of starting relationships. People just lie and leave you.
Exactly. The two life-ruining L's.
Do all dates between women double as a therapy session? Or are these two just special?
So my mom is a smarter Renee, if you get what I mean.
Renee?
Like Twilight.
Oh, okay. Didn't really peg you as a...
Anyway, she likes the life of luxury and is allergic to being in the same time zone for more than a month.
Yikes.
Right. And my dad's obviously Charlie.
Who?
He gave up too easy in the divorce. He didn't even try to get custody of me. I don't know. I just grew up wanting someone to want me, you know?
Yeah.
Throw in a couple of cheating girlfriends and bam, I'm emotionally constipated. The only constant in my life has been Mel. We've been friends since high school. She's kind of like my Rosalie.
Now that one's Kristen Stewart, right?
How have you never seen Twilight?
Heather and I were too busy with our science club to really focus on anything else.
Oh, so you guys were the weirdos.
How am I the weird one? You're the one who's relating her life through Twilight.
I can only talk about my feelings through metaphors and references from classic literature.
So, if you're Bella, does that make me Edward?
God, I hope not. If I ever catch you watching me sleep from my window, it's lights out.
But it's fair game if I'm already in bed with you, right?
That was actually smooth. I'm impressed.
So am I.
Oh, good. Cool. Sweet. Coolio.
All right, little Miss Barkeep. We don't want you to break your brain before we get out of here. You must be a great bartender. I'm not even drunk, and I'm telling you things I haven't even told my therapist.
Yeah, I usually have to serve people a few drinks to get them to talk that much about their feelings.
Well, what can I say? The cinder blocks and the bars remind me of the inside of my mind, so I feel pretty comfortable here.
I don't know if I should laugh or if I should be worried.
I think you should kiss me.
A distraction tactic that I'm definitely gonna fall for.
They're back here.
We're here to break you two out.
We posted your bail, you little rule breakers. Let's get out of here.
James, you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Great? You just spent 3 hours stuck in a cell with your evil landlord.
She's not evil. This was all just a little misunderstanding.
Seriously?
I'll tell you later.
Come on. If we rush, we might be able to grab a table before they close the doors.
Actually, I'm kind of feeling like ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, Jamie mentioned a place around here that has an ice cream inspired by every state.
Okay.
We can walk there, right, Jamie?
Yeah, it's pretty close by.
I thought we were going home for our usual post-protest routine.
Oh, we can do that after. Newsies isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm, if you're sure.
Sam and I have some stuff to go over anyway.
More like things to get under.
Shut up.
Guess I'll see you later, James.
Heather, do you want to come with me and Joe? We're going to go get pizza.
Why not? I don't mind third wheeling for a few more hours.
See you at home, Heather.
I'll text you later, Mel.
And then there were two.
Let's go. I want to see if this ice cream place is worth the hype.
Now that's what I'm talking about. I knew those two would figure it out. And what's the saying? And they all lived happily ever after? Why am I still here? Sounds like a few people have caught the love bug. Tune in next week to see what's in store for Jamie and Sam.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel, guest starring Joe Brigida as the cop. Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Domcom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mangrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vico Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.